Hey there, welcome back to Foot Traffic. We have a great interview with Heather Monahan coming up in just a second. We got into some really good stuff. She has this book that is out called Overcome Your Villains. And I first highly recommend going and grabbing a copy of her book. The things that we are going to cover, I want you to be really open. I mentioned this in the podcast, but villain sounds like this horrific, awful person in your life. And you might have somebody that she's referencing as a villain that can look very sweet and innocent, and something that you just think you have to get better at and you have to tolerate. And it's about you and why you're not doing it right. And she's going to show you some tips and strategies to be able to identify some of these, whether it's a person, whether it's something that gets put on your calendar, you name it. We're going to cover it in this episode. So I want you to really listen. I want you to observe what's going on in your life. This is one of these episodes that if I were you, I would listen to again. The more you rinse and repeat, you will hear things differently. So enjoy this episode with Heather Monahan. Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Heather, welcome to Foot Traffic. Excited to have you here.
Stacey, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Yes, this is so fun. So I love bringing in new books into the mix. We have authors on here a lot. And I love reading. And I think it's such a powerful way for small business owners to really start to uncover some things. So you have a book. I would love for you to share just a little bit about your entrepreneurial journey, how you got into writing, all the things.
Okay, so my real back life, my old life, was I was in corporate America forever, literally over 25 years. Okay. I was in the C-suite. I was a chief revenue officer in the media industry. And I was leading my sales team across the company. And I was named one of the most influential women in radio. And 3 weeks later, I was fired unexpectedly, wow. A pivot moment. When the CEO I'd worked for 14 years became ill and he elevated his daughter to replace him. So that was the first time I ever worked for a woman. Didn't last very long. Did not go very well. And, but what was great is I actually, that day that woman thought she fired me, I actually fired my number one villain from my life. And since that day, it hasn't been easy. I mean, that's what really thrust me into the entrepreneurial journey. I had an 18-month non-compete, non-solicit. So I had to leave the industry that I was an expert in. I was not able to stay. And so that really pushed me out onto my own, basically saying, if you're going to start over as a rookie somewhere, why not roll the dice and start out, you know, betting on yourself? And so the first thing I did, I know sales and I know marketing. So I said, you need something to sell and fast. So I don't know if this is so crazy. What I came up with was my first book, Confidence Creator. I wrote and self-published that book in 5 months. And that book did incredibly well. It trumped Donald Trump for number one on the business biography list the first week it came out, which was crazy.
And so I have to pause you there. So how do you know how to do this? Was it just your radio background that like you were able to, like, did you just use your strengths?
Yeah. I mean, sales is my superpower. That's what I've done my whole life. So, you know, it's funny. People will say to me, I wrote that book, and they say, well, you know, Heather Monahan's an expert in confidence. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm an expert in sales and sales leadership. I mean, I did that for 25 years, right? So that was really what I leaned into, was what I knew. I didn't know if I was a good writer. I didn't know how to scale a small business. I didn't even know if any of this would work, you know, but I knew how to sell. And so I thought, you know, I started researching what does success look like with books and what are some of the book strategies people are leaning into that seem to be, you know, working well. And one of the things that came up was speaking was a good way to sell books. I had spoken for 25 years in corporate America. Mind you, I didn't get paid for any of it. It was just expected, you know, that you're supposed to do that when you're in a leadership position. So I started cold calling companies saying, hey, if you buy 500 books, I'd love to come in and do a talk for your team and, you know, do some training around innovation in the workplace. And of course, everyone's saying, yeah, come on in. And that started spiking the book sales, which then led me to one day I called a company and they said, well, what's your speaker fee? And I said, hang on a second. And I Googled, what is a speaker fee? And it turns out Gary Vaynerchuk at this time, 2018, was making $350,000 for a 60-minute keynote. And that's when I said, wait a minute, pump the brakes, forget about books. I am moving into the speaking business. And I went all in 2019, all into the speaking business, and gave my first TEDx talk and shared a stage with Sarah Blakely for a sales and marketing conference. And my business exploded until pandemic hit, and it disappeared overnight. So it's been an interesting ride.
Oh, wow. Okay. Such a good story. I love it. Okay. So the next book you came out with is Overcome Your Villain. So you were about to share and then I interrupted and we pivoted. Your first villain, like, let's go there. How did this book come? Share that backstory.
Yeah. So, you know, I worked side by side with this woman for 14 years. We were never friends. She was the chief financial officer. I was a chief revenue officer. And, you know, oftentimes those people are so incredibly different. You're not going to be hanging out at happy hours together. Yeah. However, this was other level with this woman. I mean, she was always giving me that, you know, disapproving look, ignoring me, not inviting me to meetings that I needed to be in, not responding to emails. This real, if anyone hears, you know, been in corporate America or in corporate America, you know, this passive aggressive game that unfortunately goes on far too often, women versus women in the workplace.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And then she becomes your boss.
For a hot second. And then she let me know that she no longer had a position, that her chief revenue officer no longer needed me, and that I could sign one of two papers. One said Heather Monahan's been fired. The other one was, you know, this beautiful letter about how I was moving on and the company was, you know, so happy for me. And I knew if I wanted that beautiful memo to go out, I'd have to sign a non-disparaging agreement that would basically gag me never to speak about what had happened at my time at that employer. And I'll tell you, that was my first big moment. I remember I pushed those papers back at her and I said, I didn't write either one of your memos. I'm not signing either one of them. And if there's nothing else to say, I'm out of here. And I left that room and I pulled all of the power and energy out of that room with that one statement. And it was such an empowering moment for me, instead of letting this woman, you know, slowly erode my confidence, which she had done for a long time, really quietly, in a really powerful way. I kind of just claimed it back in that moment. And that just literally was the big moment where I fired my villain and things really started changing for me.
I love it. What do you hope people get out of the book? Like, that's your story and the way you've dealt with it. What do you hope these small business owners read and get from it?
Oh my gosh. Here's the thing. We all, whether you're a small business owner, a big business owner, or you're a corporate employee, there is someone negative in your space somewhere. I don't know if it's a customer. I don't know if it's a family member. There is someone, and you know, listening right now, you know who that person is. I'm here to tell you, you need to overcome that villain. No matter, you're saying, well, it's not that bad and I can deal with it. No, when you remove a negative person, culture, workplace, environment, anything from your life, you truly set yourself up to take off. I have lived this multiple times. I've seen this happen. It's fact. It isn't talked about a lot, but it really is a powerful way to help you get unstuck, get to that next level and start living your potential.
Yeah. Okay. So a lot comes up here because there's so many different ways this could be. You know, you kind of hit the nail on the head. It could be a client, right? It could be the person that is on your team and they're nice and they've been really loyal and like you're making excuses, but there's other things going on, or that family member. So first, just recognize it. There's so many places it could be. What do you say to that person who's making excuses for bad behavior with somebody else?
Oh my gosh. I mean, clearly there is no, I'm here to call you out on that, right? Like, that's up to you. People will treat you the way you allow them to. And so, you know, a good example would be when I talk to people one-on-one about dealing with some of the villains in their life, I always say, does that person treat everyone the way they treat you? Think of a person that they don't treat that way. There's always someone that's going to, oh yeah, he would never speak to her like that. No way. Right? So yeah. How can you start showing up like that person, right? How mm-hmm. can you start stepping into your power? How can you change you so that you change that environment and circumstance around you? Now, that's step one. That doesn't always work, right? Because maybe that person just doesn't see you, you know, the same way that they see that other person. And maybe they're just not going to change that. And that's when you either need to remove that person from the environment or remove you from that environment, you know, take that next step to create space and start attracting those right people towards you, because that wrong person's blocking you from so much opportunity.
I love it. So really looking, assessing at this relationship. Now, what if it's a client and somebody's like, it's a big client. Like, I don't want to lose that money. I don't want to lose that income. Like, oh, Heather, you have no idea how much this is going to cost me to fire this client.
But here's, this is what's so crazy. What you don't realize is that person's blocking you from potential and from opportunity. There's something bigger on the other side of it. And I was paralyzed with fear when that woman fired me. I was so scared. I started doubting myself. What I discovered for myself, I was the true villain in my story, right? It wasn't necessarily that woman. That woman was in my space. And I think most people will find this as well. That woman was in my space and taking up space in my mind with the negativity she was bringing into my life. So constantly my mind was working on how can I combat this woman? How can I, steer clear of her today? The energy within me was always working on combating her, deflecting her. So I was never able to address the real problem, which was me. I never had the bandwidth or time because I was putting forth energy just to survive, you know, in the face of this villain. So, you know, for me, when I hit that rock bottom and walked out of her office and thought, oh my gosh, I have no self-worth right now. I feel like I just lost everything. Yeah. I don't know where I'm going to get a paycheck. I'm paralyzed with fear. And I had to start addressing, wait a minute, this is the real issue. This is why I stayed in a bad situation for 14 years, is because of who I'm showing up as right now mm-hmm. when I need myself most. And that's when I started tackling that inner villain.
Yeah. Now, clients, team, very similar. Let's dive into family a little bit, or friends or neighbors, or, you know, people that you are attached to. How can you just remove yourself from that environment or remove them without, I mean, what does that look like?
Yeah. I'll give you a personal example. When I was getting divorced many years ago, my mother did not want me to get divorced. So in that instance, she became a villain in my life. Every time I'd speak to her, she'd give me a hard time. I just don't think this is the right decision. I think that you need to, you know, stop this. This is craziness. Stay married. This is what I'm, you know, what means a lot to me. And I started noticing, wait a minute, I feel awful every time I hang up with my mother. And I didn't feel bad when I got, I'm doubting myself when I hang up with my mother. Yet when I got on the phone, I was crystal clear on what I'm doing, and it resonated really well with me. Wait a minute, this is becoming, you know, a toxic situation for me. So what I did was the next time I got on a phone call with her, I said, I've got to address something with you. When you tell me what you want me to do, which is very different than what my truth is, I start second guessing myself and I start beating myself up, which isn't helpful for me in this moment in time. If you feel the need to really force your opinion, which is, you know, completely opposite of mine on me, I'm going to have to create space for myself and get off the phone with you. And say, you know what, mom, I can't continue this conversation. Love you. Goodbye. And so I held her accountable, right? That's the hard step, right? So you clearly state what you need and what that consequence will be. And then the next time that person goes down that road, you say, all right, this is where I hang up. I'll talk to you next week or tomorrow or whatever it is. And then as you do that and hold them accountable, they'll see, wait a minute, she's not talking to me anymore because all I talk about is a divorce. All right, I want to hear how my grandson's doing. I'm not going to bring up the divorce anymore. And then that's really what happened. She wanted to check in and hear what was happening, and she stopped talking about it. And then more space came and I became a more confident version of myself, more confident in my decision. And then it didn't bother me so much if she would give me a dig about,
I love that.
You know, oh, hey, well, you just got divorced, so you'd know. And I said, that's right, I did. And it worked out great for me. Thank you. It didn't bother me anymore.
Yeah, I love that. I love just being open and honest and saying, here is what I need and here is what I'm not going to tolerate, right? And you, it's not even like you plucked her out of the environment. It was like, here's what I need and you can choose to stay or not stay. That's up to you.
Exactly. You give them that choice. And, you know, that's a good reminder. When I was early in my sales career, I had a client who was a villain in my life. I didn't know it, you know, that way. And again, a villain doesn't mean they're a bad person. It means they're bad for you in that context, that situation. And so I was really junior salesperson and I had a great mentor and boss. And I was coming back to the office exhausted and late every day. And he's like, where have you been? I'm like, oh, I was back at that client again. They keep calling me and texting me that back in the old days, you know, that it was 911 emergency. Basically, they were just toying with me. They thought it was funny, or, you know, that I was on their beck and call. Whatever they wanted, I'd stop by every day. And it was draining me. And so one day I came back and my boss said, you know what? You're going to have to fire that client. And I said, why? He said, because they're not the right fit for you. And you're not the right fit for them, because they wouldn't treat Jack down the hall that way.
Yeah.
We still want their money. We're going to reassign a different rep on this, and you're going to go out and get a client who deserves you and treats you better. And so that's what we did. And they didn't treat Jack badly. And I went and got a bigger client. So, you know, sometimes it's freeing up that space so that you can go work on something more positive, work on a solution.
Yeah, for sure. Now, villain can feel like a very harsh word, like you said. Like, we're thinking the worst of the worst. Somebody might be thinking, I don't have any villains in my life. What do you say to that? Like, is it possible that somebody's like, nope, they are so good at their boundaries, they do not have villains in their life?
Then they're in denial. I've never met this person. And Stacey, if you know them, give me their number. I'm dying to hear about it. But no, I don't believe that, because even in this day today, right, I constantly am talking about my book. I wrote a book about the process of getting rid of villains. There's always more I can dig into, right? Even in my own life. Like, and again, the big one is that internal struggle, right? Like, how am I showing up today? And right, is this beneficial? Is this serving me? I'm on this whole new path lately about like finding joy. And if it doesn't like spark joy in your life, you know, moving away from it. So I'm starting to learn as I evolve, things that I used to do weren't serving me. They weren't hitting me over the head, you know, with a bat saying I'm a villain. But in those, you know, in those moments in time, they weren't benefiting me. They weren't bringing me joy. And I'm really trying to gravitate more towards things that bring me joy on the daily, and highly recommend that for everybody.
Oh, so good. And it just made me think of other things too, right? Like, I have kids in grade school. They're getting invited to all the birthday parties. I'm struggling with like, do we have to say yes to all of these? And then like, right, it even becomes like the thing that, like you just said, doesn't spark me joy. No, I do not want to be going every weekend to a birthday party, even just taking them there. And then I have to kill time for an hour and a half somewhere over there. And it's in the middle of my Saturday or Sunday. And that has become a villain where I had to say, hey kids, like, we're not going to say yes to every single party. We're going to have to start to be selective. My one daughter has 19 girls in her class. It's like, this is not going to work. So I think you're right. I think if you're not seeing the villain, you're not really taking an honest look about the things coming your way that's going on in life.
Totally. And to that, you know, that villain that you have, which mine is now driving from one basketball event to another basketball event. And again, like what you're saying, I'm just driving all around, and it's really, you know, sucking up a day. One of the things that I learned with, especially like the birthday party thing, is getting a group of moms together. So on this Saturday, this mom's going to manage, she'll pick up your kids. She'll be the one and take one for the team. And that next Saturday, that next one, sometimes there are solutions, because we are all in that same boat for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think too, maybe this is a yes where my husband is willing to take them, but I am not being involved in this. Like, hey, if you're interested, great, but I'm not interested. And they need to know this is our day to recharge too, and things like that. So little things like that can sneak up. And then pretty soon you look at your calendar and you're hanging around all these people that you don't maybe necessarily want to hang out with, or those things aren't sparking joy.
Oh my gosh, that is so true. And it's such a, once you have that realization, start saying, I've got to make myself my number one priority. Because if I'm not, how am I going to take care of everybody else? I'm not going to show up as that happy, joyous version of me if I'm getting dragged around all day long. And like you said, not having that day to recover, not having that day to read or work out or whatever was special and important for you, but feeling like you're more of a victim and sacrificing all the time, that doesn't benefit anyone.
No. Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Heather, in this book, I know you have exercises that you've shown, and I know my listeners love like tactical, like what can we do, right? Like, what would you give as something for them to start working on this?
Oh my gosh, go to overcomeyourvillains.com right now. You can download my free Overcome Your Villains workbook. It's got amazing steps for you to dig into, to identify your villain, to start taking the three-step process, beliefs, action, knowledge, and implementing it in motion. So you can start freeing up that negativity from your life and allow those opportunities to start coming in.
I love that. Okay. You just said beliefs, actions, knowledge. Let's go into that a little bit if you can. I want to hear this three-step framework.
Okay. So the three-step process, and this is funny. It came from one of my mentors said to me, I'm always asking, what could I be improving on? What could I do better? And he said to me, you know, you don't have a simplified process that you allow others to implement in their life. And I said, well, because I don't have one. And he said, not true. You just haven't identified it. You do it subconsciously. So that was kind of a cool challenge. I sat down with a whiteboard and started thinking of like different times in my life, different challenges I faced, and what were the steps I took to overcome them. And I'll use the example of getting fired because we've spoken about it today. Okay, the first thing I did when I walked out of that office was I said, I've lost everything. Okay, so that's step one, beliefs.
Yeah.
The most important thing, this for me was the hardest one to do. It was a difficult one to tackle. Everybody's going to have one that's different. But, you know, this belief idea, I would believe it as a truth. So what I'm asking you to do with beliefs is to basically distill that belief to the most simplistic shred of actual fact that there is within it, if there is any, and you're probably going to find out there's none. And so for me, when I walked out and I said, I've lost everything, I need to stop there and say, okay, did I lose my health? No. Did I lose my network? No. Did I lose my talents, my smarts, my expert? No, no, and no. Did I lose a paycheck? Yes, I did. Okay, hang on. I lost a paycheck. That's a lot easier to swallow than I've lost everything, right? So just that one step for me, that's my most powerful personal step for me that I constantly need to be working on. All right, is as I am always challenging my beliefs because I'm finding so often there's no fact to it. Okay, number two, you need to do this immediately. Take an action step. So for me, and it doesn't have to be the biggest thing in the world. And a lot of women struggle with this, with being action takers, right? Thankfully for me, that's not a hard one. The first thing I did after I got my beliefs distilled to that small shred of fact that I'd lost a paycheck, I posted on social media, I've just been fired. If I've ever done anything to help you, I need to hear from you today. And that post went viral, and that post landed me on the Elvis Duran show, which is when Elvis Duran told me, well, obviously you're writing a book, which I wasn't at the time, but it led me down a different path in my life, which is kind of crazy.
Okay, so the action you took is pretty vulnerable. And not everybody would do that. Like, did you hesitate? Were you scared? Were you just like, nope, I need to tell people? Like, what was going through your mind?
I likened it to when I got divorced. I remember no one was calling and asking me out. So I had to let people know I'm single. Hello. So I thought, if no one knows I've been fired, how can anyone try to hire me or recruit me or connect? That was just the way I saw it, right? That's my perspective. Other people saw it differently. People who loved me called me immediately and said, you look pathetic. Take that post down. No one's going to hire you, because they thought they were helping me, right? They're like, you're not going to get hired again in business if you don't hide this and cover it up. Wow. And I checked in with the one voice and opinion that matters, my own. And I thought, to me, I didn't steal money from the company. That lady didn't like me. I'm okay with this. You know what? I'm going to reframe getting fired as in good company, and I'm going to keep up the post, and I'm going to keep moving on.
So you kept the post up, you get this opportunity that then, did you have any friends go, okay, I was wrong. Good thing you kept that up.
One.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm just curious. Like, that's so funny. Okay. So you kept it, you did it. People still saying, don't do it. So when you're in that situation, were those villains that you realize very quickly, I can't listen to them, I can't have them close to me right now?
Yeah, for sure. And that takes us to step three, which is knowledge, right? Be really intentional about the knowledge that you're surrounding yourself with. Knowledge can come by way of people, by way of friends, by way of podcasts, like the one you're listening to right now, by way of books that you're reading, TED Talks that you're accessing, classes that you're taking. Knowledge can come from all over, but the biggest faux pas that happens with knowledge is from taking advice from people who haven't been where you're going. And so for me, those people that were so concerned about me, they hadn't launched their own companies. They hadn't been fired and reinvented themselves. But luckily, I landed myself on a show with a man who was light years ahead of where I wanted to be, had millions of listeners a day and was killing it. He had been where I wanted to go. So when he served me up some direction, I took that ball and I ran with it.
I love it. And it kind of goes full circle of, you've got that knowledge and now it's instilling different beliefs in you, making you take different actions.
There you go.
And it. The cycle continues. So good. So good. Okay. So where can they find your book? How can they go buy it? All the things. Like, where can people hear you, find you, everything?
Okay. So I'm at Heather Monahan on all social media. My podcast, which you are on, is Creating Confidence with Heather Monahan. And my book, Overcome Your Villains, you can go to overcomeyourvillains.com or go anywhere that any and every book is bought and sold. Overcome Your Villains is there. But I highly recommend the Audible because I did some really cool creative stuff that is not in the regular book. So check it out. Cool.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. And I can see why Creating Confidence is the name of the podcast, the name of your other book. Really, when I'm talking to you, I can feel it, right? I can, and even feeling the confidence when you're not confident and when you're not sure what to do, but just moving forward anyway with that action. So thank you for being here. This was so, so good. Everybody listening, go grab her book. I am super excited for the Audible version now that you just shared that. But yeah, go grab it. I cannot wait for you guys to dive in more with Heather. Heather, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Stacey.
If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to check out our Mastermind Info Session. We have three different levels of masterminds here at Foot Traffic, for those just getting started all the way up to multi-million dollar businesses, from those with brick and mortar businesses to those with online. You can go to stacytuschel.com/info session and catch the replay where I share what each program entails. You'll also hear how you can get a free coaching call with one of our certified foot traffic coaches. Again, go to stacytuschel.com/info session.